Alleluia, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you again for your mighty love in taking away our sin as far as the east is from the west, and you are now giving us everything pertaining to life and godliness. So thank you, Lord, that we're always calling, we're always looking to you, because it's in that, in looking to you, calling on you, and keeping our spirits open to receive, we receive life and life in abundance. What no eye has seen or ears heard, you have prepared for your children. So thank you, Lord. We're not there in competing and checking on others and what's this one saying and what's that one saying or what gift has that one got. But we know, Lord, we look to you and we receive that uniqueness of our inheritance that is found only in you. Thank you, Father God, for this mighty love. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 18 from verse 23 to 27. The kingdom of God is like a king who decided to square accounts with his servants. As he got underway, one servant was brought before him who had run up a debt of $100,000 or 50 million silver coins. He couldn't pay up, so the king ordered the man, along with his wife, children, and goods, to be auctioned off at the slave market. The poor wretch threw himself at the king's feet and begged, "Give me a chance and I'll pay it all back." Touched by his plea, the king let him off, erasing the debt.
Hallelujah. Here we just see as the kingdom of God is like, so it's parable, it's similar. He's using something to explain a spiritual story, to explain a spiritual reality. And we're not going through the whole, we're just taking it just step by step. So here we can just see, you know, this man has run up a great debt. As far as a wrong, it's like no one has seen it. It's so unpayable, and it's ridiculous, you know. So when the servant finds out how much he's accountable to, he just can't pay it, you know. And that's exactly the same. We need to realize that we got no idea. We got an idea. We can say we're made to be as children of God. We made to grow into the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. I mean, that is big, you know. But to think of how much we lost, how short are we of that? So you can say that's like debt that we needed to pay, you know, that we ran up because we weren't where we were. And God wants us to be where he wants us, in the life that he wants for us, with the gifting and the fruits, and wherever he chooses, like we see in Jesus. He didn't go and just run his life like he wanted to. He stayed in tune with the Father. So, yes, so we can just see again, you know, we've been forgiven much, and God has got so much to give. You know, if something you've been forgiven for something, it's something wrong that you've taken hold of, but now you've got to get that which is right. So we must always be calling. We must always be making a plea. Lord, we want what you want for us. Your will be done. Your love is like the sand on the seashore. Lord, bring it to pass, because it's exceedingly abundantly above what we can ask or think. So we just want to just point out this morning, you know, we know we've been forgiven. So, and it's the forgiveness is beyond, we could never do it ourselves. And why? So that we can be what God wants us to be. So the whole thing is pleading, calling on, looking to. That is what is so important. We're not there to measure ourselves with ourselves or measure ourselves with others. We look to the Lord. We look to the head from which we grow. Amen. We the bride. He's the bridegroom. And he's got everything pertaining to life for us. And that's what we constantly look for. So that's what we call on. And so whenever trials or problems come up and we think we haven't got sufficient to overcome that situation, we need to know, because God has forgiven us, we have got sufficient in him. So we stay looking at him, and then the whole thing is calling. I think of Psalm 107, you see there, every time and every situation, they called, and the call opens the heart of God. The seeking, the hunger for righteousness, the hunger for the better things brings about God coming through. And then, of course, God is looking for thankfulness, and then sharing our testimonies and just showing, being testimonies that we have got a good, perfect, beautiful Father, Big Brother, Holy Spirit, kingdom life. Amen.
Amen.